Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, Chick-fil-A, how confusing you are. I heard the chicken is delicious, never tasted it, never gonna.
But why then, is that? Why is that, Georgina?
Well, it's not kosher. And I like to refer to it as hate chicken.
Hate chicken. Oh, that's,
you know, Chick-fil-A itself in trouble. Chick-fil-A has been accused of alleged bias against LGBT rights. You know, Chick-fil-A, the owners donated to a bunch of anti-LGBTQ organizations, you know, that supported the Pray the Gay Away
Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
And that sounds like a great organization, except apparently it had some anti-gay LGBTQ something going on there. And the parent company says they donate to that. They've publicly said we support marriage between a man and a woman. So you know what? You can do what you want with Chick-fil-A. They have this bad rap because of they've made these statements.
Well, yeah, the CEO, Dan Cathy, back in 2012 kind of kicked this off when he said he supported the, quote, biblical definition of the family union, marriage only between a man and a woman.
And when you say things like that publicly, again, you sell chicken. We really don't care what you think about marriage. Like, sell the chicken. But when you make those comments publicly, then you kind of step in it and people get really mad at you and then say, well, I'm not going to eat your hate chicken because you don't like the gays.
But you have the freedom to make those statements.
Absolutely, of course.
You also have the freedom to suffer the blowback if some people don't come to your store. That's how the system works,
right? This is America. It's a great country. And there is blowback. San Antonio City Council narrowly voted to prevent a Chick-fil-A from opening at the city's airport on Thursday due to the company's alleged bias against LGBTQ rights. So now we have a city saying you can't come to our airport because we don't like your views.
You think that's a good idea?
Well, initially when I read this story, I said, oh, well, I'm aligned with the LGBTQ community. I think they should have the same rights. I think they should be able to marry. I think that we shouldn't send people to Pray the Gay Away camps because that doesn't work. That's, you know, that's ridiculous. Originally, I thought to myself, oh, okay, because I don't go to Chick-fil-A. I wouldn't take my children to Chick-fil-A. I would not buy Chick-fil-A for this purpose.
The grilled chicken sandwich.
You're a fan.
Is amazing and low calories, very tasty.
So he's a fan. So he, Paul, goes to the Chick-fil-A. Great. Everybody, it's America. You get to do what you want.
Yeah.
So originally I thought, oh, okay, you know, I'm aligned with this. So then we're sitting in our show meeting and Dan Cook drops this bomb. He says, well, Jor, what if, well, you say it, Dan.
Dan
go
say
ahead,
it.
You say it.
If there was a city in the Bible Belt,
okay,
say,
Birmingham.
Right, whatever. Sure. Pick one. Doesn't matter. That was going to say, that had taken the city council vote and said, no company, you know, burger shop X, because you have actively supported LGBTQ plus rights or activism. Mm-hmm. We don't support that position. We don't want your burgers at our airport. You're not allowed to sell here. People would be losing their minds over this. It would be a huge national story and people would be going bonkers over it.
They'd be marching in the streets.
So where's the consistency? Yeah.
So I said, you're absolutely right. I would have lost my damn mind if that happened, if somebody was denied an opportunity to have a store because they supported LGBTQ rights. And then I realized my own dichotomy, my own bias here. And I thought, you know what, Jordana, that is not right. So despite the fact that I don't eat the hate chicken or wouldn't purchase the hate chicken, I do think San Antonio City Council should allow the Chick-fil-A in the airport. And Dan Cook made a really good example, and it made me change my mind. And that doesn't happen a lot when you're invested in your views. And I had this aha moment sitting in our office going, wow, that is absolutely right. And that's why we wanted to talk about it on the radio, because I had a changed moment, and I wanted maybe you to either know that or maybe feel the same thing.
You are woke. Isn't it liberating?
Yes.
It's liberating when you change your mind.
Yes.
I have so much more respect for people that change their mind based on the weight of evidence, as opposed to digging in their heels and saying, "No, I'm gonna hang on to this belief."
Right.
Look, I have a brother who's gay, so you know, I have complicated feelings about this. I certainly personally wouldn't support anyone or any company that oppresses that community. That's me.
But you eat the Chick-fil-A.
Yes, I eat the Chick-fil-A.
But it's not illegal to donate to these anti-LGBTQ communities.
No, yeah. Look, they have a right to do business.
Sure.
You have a right not to go into the store and not to patronize them. So I love the chicken and I love my brother. I don't feel like I have to choose. Okay.
Isn't that funny that we're having this crazy conversation about I won't eat this chicken because this company feels this way? And look, it's America. So we get to do that. But when you really turn the tables, when you are challenged to see the other side, sometimes you do change your mind. And I had that moment and it was liberating. And I wonder if anybody else has had those moments, especially with something as divisive as this. You know, I feel like of the moral high ground. Well, I really support the LGBTQ community, so I'm not going to eat the chicken. And then I go and change my view and say, well, they should have every right to be in the airport.
I think they should.
It's
America. They should be there. You don't have to stop and place an order.
That's right. It was liberating. We're going to have to take a break in a minute, but yeah, we're going to take Rob's call. Rob jumped on in here. Rob's driving around the Twin Cities. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. You're right. You know, they've also been closed since inception for almost 40 years because they believe that Sunday's a religious day and you should go to church.
Right. I love that they're closed on Sundays. Yeah.
But maybe the guys that somebody's religious don't think they should be open on Sundays and not closed. You know, it's a give and take. They're not biased on people coming in the store. It's the owner's belief away from the store.
Right.
They don't tell you can't come in the store. They're not going to serve. They're refusing to serve. You're refusing it up. They're refusing that part. The other part, for Paul's part, about being a great healthy chicken, they are not healthy.
It's not? Even the grilled chicken? Rob, don't tell me this. That's fake news.
The grilled chicken sandwich is cooked in a fryer, number one. Number two, it's also got 1,100 milligrams of sodium in it.
That's why it tastes so good.
That's why I'm clutching my chest.
Clutching your chest and swelling up on water.
It's delicious.
It's very unhealthy. It's fast food. I mean, it's a little different than anything else. It just looks like it's not.
Oh, yeah. Rob, I'm going to start weeping here any moment.
So, Rob, should they be allowed in the airport?
Well, it depends. So, two things. If they're doing it because of the convictions of the owner, then I have a problem with it. If they're doing it in the fact that maybe they want more healthy options, like we're doing here in Minneapolis, then they have a right. But if it's just because of a political, the owner's or CEO's personal stand, I don't think there's a right to do that. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Exactly what Dan said. You can't, if they're open for it, yay, but if they're against it, whoa, you need to check out. You can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways.
No.
Rob, good call. All Rob, right. It says here on my note that you run a hot dog business. Plug it, my friend.
I actually own Chicago's Taste Authority.
Oh, there you go. Everybody go eat
more hot dogs. Yeah, all right.
No, we get the same thing, but it's the same way. You know, our stuff is made fresh, never frozen, no nitrate, no preservative.
Oh, Rob.
Yes.
We do it that way. So there are the options, like getting a chicken breast that doesn't have the ingredients in it. We do the same with the things that we choose to make our stuff differently and not process it.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Rob. We got to go. I appreciate
it. Well done, Rob. Eat more
hot
dogs.
He's a cutie. But a thoughtful comment before that. He did not call in just to plug it. I just happened to see that on the note. Catherine, let's grab your call in Apple Valley. Catherine, thanks for calling in.
Hi. I am unbelievably encouraged to hear that on CCO Radio that you believe in the right to do business regardless of what your beliefs might be.
I think if you listen to CCO Radio any day, you would have heard that. We all believe in capitalism.
And I don't hear often because I'm on break this week, so normally I don't get to listen to you guys during the day. But anyway, I just wanted to say, wow, that's great. I'm very happy to hear it.
Well, I'm so glad, and we're glad that you're listening. And hey, Catherine, even when you're not on break, you can listen at radio.com and put us in your ears.
Well, that is true. I just discovered that. So I listen to you on the weekends, but not very often during the week. So anyway,
we're happy to have you with us. Where are you on break from, Catherine?
I work in the school, so it's spring break week.
Spring break.
Awesome. Okay.
Well, thank you, Catherine, for all you do.
Yeah.
Thank you, Catherine.
All right,
got it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I mean, look, we love capitalism as two people who love entrepreneurship.
Warts and all, it still beats whatever comes second.
Mm-hmm. But
still not convinced socialism is going to work here.
But
in
good
our
exercise
lifetime.
Today that we had in the show meeting. Minds changed.
You're allowed to change your mind.
Minds opened.
Yeah.
Minds evolved.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing
expanding.
To change your mind.
Yeah.
It shows maturity. It shows growth.
We're gonna have to do a segment on that. When did you completely not reverse, but did you
when
open
have you
your,
changed
mind,
your mind?
Change your
yeah.
mind. And thought one way, then somebody said, "Well, think about it this way," and you're like, "Oh, back that thing up,
yeah,
and turn it around, because now you got a different viewpoint."
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.